Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
We're at John Thiel Gymnasium just ahead of the national anthem. And then the opening introductions and some alumni night comments from assistant coach Steve Cheeseman coming up here at John Thiel Gymnasium. So we'll let the Galesburg High School Pep Band get the national anthem in here. They're currently running through the four-year accomplishments of Galesburg High School senior Anastasia Ellison, who's raising the flag here tonight. So lots of accolades being announced about her, and then we'll have the national anthem. And then again, it is alumni night here at John Thiel Gymnasium for members of the Galesburg High School boys basketball program. And again, Steve Cheeseman will make some comments about that. And then we will have the starting lineups with the Rocks in town, 12-2, five-time Western Big Six Conference defending champions. And the Silver Streaks as well at 17-0, also at 3-0 in the conference. Here now our national anthem with the Silver Streaks Pep Band. John Thiel Gymnasium in quite some time. They are up to the top row for the Rocks and the Silver Streaks. Let's go to public address announcer Gary Mitchell, and actually first of all to assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for some announcements about tonight's alumni night.
I'd like to welcome everybody tonight to our annual Galesburg Silver Streaks alumni night. Silver Streaks basketball has a very storied and proud tradition throughout high school basketball. Tonight we want to honor that great history and tradition. All of those players, former players, coaches, and managers that are in attendance tonight, if you will please stand, we'd certainly like to recognize you. Please stand. We also have a special group of Silver Streaks back, four members of our 1956-57 state team. They're over here. Toward the south exit, we have Bobby Hoffman, Al Williams, Albert Kimbrough, and Ted Brewington. Our special guest tonight and honoree is one of Silver Streaks basketball's greatest players. He played varsity basketball here from 1981 through 83. He was part of the number two team, a ranked team in the state. His team set a Galesburg record by winning 20 straight games. They were also a team that ended Quincy's 75-game winning streak at home. He went on from Galesburg High School to play 4 years of varsity basketball at West Point. and graduated from West Point in the Military Academy, served as a lieutenant in the United States Army, and has spent the last 20 years working his way up and is now an executive in Cadence Design Systems. He has married his wife, Michelle, for over 20 years. He has three boys, Matt, Joe, and Jack, currently lives in Colorado. His former coach is here, Coach Swanson, and his family, his mom, Sharon, sisters, Kelly, Trisha, and Jane. Let's welcome Mike Yeager back to Silver Streaks Basketball. Thank you.
Again, assistant coach Steve Cheeseman with the alumni night pregame announcements. Here's public address announcer Gary Mitchell.
Team. They were part of the famous 23-21 game that was played several years ago at Rock Island. At this time, Mr. Yeager will hand out the ball. You already did it? To the referees, and we'll get this game started. I keep wanting to call him his dad's name. I would school his dad.
Mike Yeager out with head referee tonight, Marty Flaherty.
Welcome back, Mike.
And now we'll have the pregame starting lineups.
Time now to meet the players for the Rock Island Rocks. 6'5", senior guard, number one, Tyler Hall. 5'10", junior guard, number four, Jason Jones. 6'1", junior guard, number five, C.J. Neville. 6'1", junior guard, number 11, Larry Dixon. And a 6'5", senior forward, number 25, D'Angelo Hicks. Assistant coach, Mr. Logan Wynn, and the head coach of the Rocks, Mr. Tom Siegel. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6'1", junior guard, number one, Ross, Devin Ross. 6'2", junior guard, number four, Meeker, Ethan Meeker. 5'9", senior guard, number 20, Range, J.J. Range. 6'7", junior forward, number 23, Thompson, Eric Thompson. And a 6'3", junior forward, number 40, Hawthorne, Cody Hawthorne. Assistant coaches are Steve Cheeseman, Ryan Hart, Steve Hawkins, Matt Pogue, and Dan Sullivan. The managers are Amanda Mines, and the man Delancing, and the man who has brought excitement back to Galesburg basketball, the head coach, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Now let's play basketball.
Our thanks to public address announcer Gary Mitchell for tonight's starting lineups. The Rocks wearing the road black with the red trim down the sides and the gold lettering with red around the edge of the number fonts. The Silver Streaks wearing the home white with the black and gold trim. Eric Thompson already in the midcourt circle to jump this game underway. He will be joined by 6'5 senior D'Angelo Hicks. The Rocks have won 27 of the last 31 meetings, all since Tom Siegel took over after the retirement of Duncan Reed. And Eric Thompson helps the Silver Streaks win the tip with Cody Hawthorne getting his first start tonight for the Silver Streaks. On the left side, it's J.J. Range. Up top, Meeker trying to find an opening and get free from Jason Jones. Ethan drives baseline. With a reverse, gets blocked. Eric Thompson gets the rebound, dishes it out to Devin Ross. Now on the left side, it goes to Kevontae Shaw. Up top, Ethan Meeker. Right side, Ross. Down low to Shaw, trying to post up on Larry Dixon. Pump fakes twice in the lane. Up, in and out. And the rebound by Rock Island's D'Angelo Hicks. Kevontae worked himself free, was able to get off a shot, and a pretty good-looking shot at that. Just couldn't finish it off. Up top, this is Hicks, the big 6'5 senior on the outside. Now down the lane, hesitating in the air, altering his shot, Tyler Hall, and then gets his own rebound, and he will be fouled on the putback.
Yeah, not sure. Somebody reached in and got the wrist. Was it Meeker or
yes,
Ross?
It was Meeker. All right, that's what we hate to see that early, or really any fouls become magnified now that our depth has been reduced. We used to have that strong bench, and now with the losses of Gibson and Williams out of the starting lineup, our bench has gotten more thin, so every foul gets magnified a little bit.
First point of the game for the Rock Island Rocks with Tyler Hall at the free throw line. Hall, 23 out of 32 on the season, swishes them both. And the Rocks score first. Galesburg sophomores lost here tonight, 68 to 56 in a long, long game. Full court pressure by Rock Island. J.J. Range across midcourt. Right side Thompson on the outside. Up top it goes now to Devin Ross. Devin trying to get the attention of his players. Brings Kevonte Shaw out for the pass on the left side. This is Meeker with it. Just underway. Here's Range. Floater in the lane. Off the rim. Put back Eric Thompson. Eric's going to have to be big on the boards tonight. He's already got two rebounds. We're tied at two. On the left side, Hall on the wing. Quick pass down the lane. A missed shot. Thompson with another rebound after Dixon couldn't finish off the drive. Here's Range trying to post up from three. Dishes it out to Devin Ross at the top of the arc. Now Devin steps inside the three-point arc. Passes behind him to Kevonte Shaw. Works his way left, reverses direction. Has a lane down the right side. A lot of contact as Shaw goes to the floor, missing the shot, and then Thompson going for the rebound, knocks it out.
Well, I don't know how you don't get a foul on that, but I don't know how J.J. Range didn't get called for traveling over here, too.
That's right.
So they've let a lot of things go here in the first couple of minutes, and letting them play early. I tell you what, the kids have to be a little nervous. I mean, we played 17 games, but I was down there at the scorers table. This place is packed. It's a whole new environment. I was nervous, and I'm not even playing.
Here's an air ball on the opposite end by Jason Jones. Kevonte Shaw with a rebound. Streaks looking for their first lead. Has his pocket pick. Streaks on the floor for it. Now a scramble as the ball breaks free. Loose to the other side. Picked up by Jason Jones. A three on the way by Hall is off the back of the rim. And the rebound by C.J. Neville on the weak side. Four silver streaks around him. He dishes it back out to the left side to Larry Dixon for three. That one is long and the weak side rebound to Meeker. Streaks looking for their first lead of the game.
Ross down misses low, from the right wing.
Bringing it up across midcourt is Jason Jones. 5:15 to go here in the opening quarter, tied at two. On the outside, this is Tyler Hall. Working his way left to the top of the arc. Tries to bounce it through the lane. It's off Devin Ross's leg into the hands of Kevonte Shaw. First Rock Island turnover. Meeker into the lane. Find an opening. Contact! A foul and a basket. Ethan found an opening in the lane, and then he drew the contact, faded back, hit the basket. Streaks have the lead, and it could be more.
Thought it was well called. If that would have gone, against Meeker, his second foul would have been awful, but it was definitely a block with a hip, and Meeker doesn't finish the three as that one goes off the back iron.
The foul on Jason Jones for Rock Island. Both teams with one team foul, 4-2 Galesburg. Just under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Dixon, down low to Hicks. Guarded there by Eric Thompson. Trying to post up Thompson. Down low, good defense by Eric. Well short on the shot, and then the rebound comes right back to Hicks for the putback. Tied at four.
First field goal for Rock Island, and you mentioned, Brad, you wouldn't be surprised if it was a low-scoring first quarter because these teams have been off, well, Silver Streaks 10 days, the Rocks 2 weeks since they played their last game.
Up top, Thompson. Left side Meeker. They're going to cover him up quickly anytime he has the ball around the three-point arc. Here's J.J. down the right side. Thought about going down the right side of the lane. Backed it back up. Now Ross has it up top between the circles. Halfway through the first quarter, Devin lost his man. Fires a 17-footer. Little crossover dribble got free. Ethan with a rebound put back. Little floater in the lane by Ethan after the rebound got tipped out to him. 6-4 Galesburg. Jones into the front court. Now Tyler Hall with it. Tries a crossover dribble on Devin. Bounces it left side. Dixon driving down low under the basket. Off the hands of Hicks out of bounds. Second turnover by Rock Island. 3:44 to go in the opening quarter. 6-4 streaks.
The opening lineups were introduced. I'm down there and I'm thinking, how are we going to compete with this Rock Island team? The five athletes they run out there on the court, just they introduce so well. But as the game settles in, you find the Silver Streaks going, yeah, maybe we can play with these guys after all, especially if Rock Island's only going to make one out of every eight shots. Don't think that's going to continue, though.
Left side Range lobs it into Eric. Puts the ball on the floor. Strong to the basket. Draws a foul from Hicks. And that'll put Eric at the free throw line shooting two.
strong move by Thompson, who faked left and then came around with authority to the right side, and all they could do is reach in and grab his wrist. So Eric gets to the line. Let's see if he can take advantage of it. He's not been so good at the free throw line.
46% in the season, but that first one is pure. And Thompson has 3 points in the early going. The Galesburg lead is 3-7-4. Of course, Sean McDuffie, a 6'3 senior, and a powerful-looking build at 6'3 comes into the game. C.J. Neville at 6'1 will sit down, so a little more size on the floor for Coach Tom Siegel. Halftime at Wharton Fieldhouse, Quincy and Moline tied at 20. Here we're just underway. Thompson misses the second free throw. McDuffie just into the game with the rebound. 7-4 streaks. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. Across midcourt, Jones at the point. Now left side, McDuffie comes out for it, guarded by Shaw. Just inside the top of the arc, Hicks passes it right to Hall. Down low, McDuffie backing his way in. Blocked twice. Loose ball, fought for, and then getting hooked up under the basket are McDuffie and Thompson. Ball goes out of bounds, back to the streaks. Again, officials letting him play here.
Now Thompson's come up big here in the early minutes on both ends of the court.
Devin Ross across midcourt. Hesitation drive to the left baseline. Shot off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out to Kevontae Shaw. Then the ball knocked away from behind. A lob on the other end. Defended by Meeker. Saved on the sideline by Range. Now to Shaw, who flies it out toward half court, where the Rocks take over with Hicks. Range gets in, pokes the ball out of Jones's hands, and the Rocks will hang on to it. Crowd loving this effort here in the early going.
Big time play by Meeker. Rock Island going for the lob in the alley-oop, and it would have been there had not Meeker timed his jump perfectly and got that right paw on it and threw it back.
2:35 to go, first quarter, 7-4, Galesburg by 3. Thought about the lob again on the inbound to Hall, cutting down the right side of the lane. Now he walks away. They're trying to clear it out on the right side, and a pump fake by Jason Jones gets the Silver Streaks into the air. And a shooting foul will put the Rocks at the line, looking for their first point since very early on. It's been a real drought here for the Rocks.
A pretty veteran crew led by Marty Flaherty. So even though a lot of things are not being called, they're not going to let this game get out of control.
Foul on J.J. Range. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, Flaherty certainly won't let the coaches get out of control. We know that. He's run a few over the years.
First free throw for Jones is short. 2:29 to go, first quarter. Silver Streaks by 3 in the early going here over the number 8 Rocks. Second free throw rattles through for Jones. His first point of the night, 7-5 Galesburg. Ross in the backcourt, guarded by the 6'5 Tyler Hall. Hall looked away. Ross drove to the right. Hall catches up, skips it up top left side into the corner to Range. High post, it goes to Kevontae Shaw. Pump fakes, gets his man in the air, drives, draws contact as he runs into Corshawn McDuffie. That'll be a foul. Now we got the officials talking it over. I think they're actually going to call a foul on Hicks on the floor as the drive began, which means Kevontae's not going to shoot free throws, and they call the foul instead on Tyler Hall. Foul on the floor. On the inbounds to Range, up top through the hands of Meeker, but he chases it down. Hesitation to the right side, spin move into the lane, picks up the loose ball, called for traveling. Ethan started that spin move to the outside, and that's when he started to lose control of the ball, ends up as a turnover.
Well, if this game and in this moment isn't too big for the junior Kevontae Shaw, he's maybe one of the wild cards here tonight. He's a guy that can come up big and score some points that maybe Rock Island's not expecting. But it's a big stage to put Kevontae in early in his varsity career.
Quick three up top from the top of the arc, missed by Hall, rebound underneath by Hicks, and he gets fouled by Cody Hawthorne. You talk about an X factor in this game. I think that one might be the X factor, Jim, with Hawthorne getting his first start here tonight.
Well, I think certainly the athleticism of Rock Island inside necessitated to try and get him on the court as much as possible, and he and Thompson together able to hold things together inside a little bit as the first free throw is up and in from D'Angelo Hicks.
7-6, Galesburg by 1. First free throw is the third point of the game for Hicks. Second one for the tie, and it's off the back of the rim. Ethan filled the lane, boxed out for his third rebound. Streaks trying to build on a one-point lead here. 95 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Meeker works his way right, steps up, fires a three, and it's over the rim. Rebound Corshawn McDuffie on the weak side. Quickly into the front court, Jones. Left side it goes to Hall, works his way to the top of the arc, picks up his dribble, inlet pass to Hicks at the free throw line, skips it back out to Jones, cut off by Range trying to drive around the right side, and they'll keep the pass on the perimeter. Streaks have the athleticism to keep up with this Rocks team where they might not have been able to do so in the past. Lob down low to McDuffie, trying to post up on Shaw, draws a double team, misses the shot, Ethan gets in there, comes up with his fourth rebound. Well defended down low by the Streaks. Trying to build on the lead. Shaw all the way with a left hand. Rolls off the rim. Rebound Larry Dixon for Rock Island. Shaw 0 for 3 here in the first quarter. Pull up jumper opposite end. No. Rebound deflected out off the floor to Tyler Hall. And he backs it all the way back out. Rocks looking for their first lead since being up. And they throw it away. Third Rock Island turnover. And the Streaks hanging on to the lead here. And I think you're right, Jim. Both teams showing a little rust here after not seeing some game. And it's so hard to come back from a week and a half or 2 weeks off anyway, but to come back in a game of this magnitude is really difficult.
Sure no rust on the effort standpoint. No. Love what we've seen. And I think that's part of the reason you're not seeing a lot of points either. Nothing is coming easy out there for either team so far, as you would expect with the records that these teams have.
Streaks break the press. Ethan drives it all the way to the low baseline, and he'll get a defensive foul on the floor from C.J. Neville. His first and the fourth Rock Island foul. Well, under 30 seconds to go first quarter.
And again, as we've talked, unless you see J.J. Range on the court, we're playing a team full of juniors.
Jumper on the inbound, a catch and a shoot by Ross. Rebound by Thompson. He gets handled, trying to go up for the putback for the miss, and C.J. Neville on the drive on the opposite end. He comes up well short. Cody Hawthorne with the rebound, knocked loose, knocked out of bounds, off Hawthorne's ankle, and the Rocks will have it with 13.3 seconds to go. Tough break as he had that one, but the Rock Island with the quick hands got the hand in there and knocked it loose.
And they were introducing the starting lineups, looked over, saw Grant Gibson. His eyes were as big as silver dollars.
On the inbound, cutting down the right side of the lane, Hall. Streaks fell asleep defensively. Rocks by one, under 8 seconds to go. Streaks run the baseline into Hawthorne. Knocks it out of his hands again. Over to J.J. Range. Streaks aren't going to get off a final shot. Had no idea there was that little time remaining. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 8-7 Rock Island. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks play the Peoria High Lions in the opener of the Martin Luther King Tournament tomorrow morning. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 8:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
One quarter gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. An intensely played first quarter and a low-scoring first quarter. The Rocks lead it by one, 8-7. Lots of missed shots, lots of rebounds to be had in this early going, Jim. But again, I think you're right. Testament to how hard these teams are playing and the defensive effort we're seeing on both ends.
Yeah, I've got Rock Island 2 of 13 from the field and the Silver Streaks 3 of 12. Unheard of numbers for these teams most of the time this season, but when they collide, that's what can happen.
Four of the Rocks' 8 points, half of their output in the first quarter, came from the free throw line. Rock Island has the ball after getting the last basket of the first quarter. Crossover dribble by Hall. Loses his man outside. Drives to the baseline. Dishes it out to Dixon. Down the lane. Leaves it off for the lay-in for Neville. First basket of the game for C.J. Neville. It's 10-7. The Rocks with their biggest lead. They have scored 6 in a row, which at this stage of the game, as low scoring as it's been, a 6-point run is a big one. A lob and a dunk to Thompson. And he's the Streaks' leading scorer with 5 now, and that energizes this crowd. Especially the student section with a lob from out high. Dixon cut off at the free throw line, out to Tyler Hall. Guarded there by Ross, fires it through the lane, and a block by J.J. Range. Will be also a defensive foul, and a put Jason at the free throw line.
One of the few times J.J. came firing off that foul, ready to argue about it. And he got about 2 steps up the lane, and Meeker grabbed him by the jersey, and you could almost hear him say, "We can't afford that, back off." And so J.J., who's usually pretty mild-mannered, didn't like the foul, but went the other way.
First free throw up and in by Jones. Lots of free throws by the Rocks. Galesburg has only four team fouls, same number as the Rocks, but the difference is that the Rocks fouls are not coming in the act of the streak shooting. So the Rocks making hay at the free throw line, 5 for 7 through the early part of the second quarter. Second one bounces in and out. Rebound off two Silver Streaks. And now we've got a whistle that stops the action. I think we're going to have a lane violation after all that. It's going to go back to the Silver Streaks. That was a late whistle for a lane violation.
Sure was. We caught a break. I thought we'd given them a basket there because two players for Galesburg had it and then lost it, and then the whistle came.
Streaks break the press. Ross all the way down the right side, up off the rim. Rebound batted around out of bounds. Last touch by the Rocks.
Eric Thompson battling hard in there again to keep that thing alive and force Rock Island to swat it out of bounds. So far, Ross not able to find the range.
He's 0 for 4.
But he's got to continue, without Gibson and Williams, his job is to continue to try and be a scorer a little more than he had been.
Up top to Ethan Meeker after the pass from Rangers. Ethan down the left side of the lane. Scoops it back to Shaw. Fires an 18-footer. Good! First basket of the game for Kevontae Shaw. Tied at 11. Under 7 minutes to go, first half. Hand off on the opposite end to Hall. Guarded by Ross. A lot of opening from the outside. If he can get past Devin. Keeps the pass on the perimeter. No, now dumps it down low to Hicks. And Thompson recovers and gets down. Here's Hicks with a turnaround jumper. Rolls off. Rebound Shaw. And then the reach foul by C.J. Neville from the backside after Shaw came up with it. Tried to poke it away. And that's the second foul of the game on C.J. Neville.
From the time Hicks got that ball, he kind of bobbled it. He never really did seem to know what he was going to do. He put on a half a move in the lane but was off balance with the shot. And Eric defended it well.
And when he bobbled the ball, that allowed Eric to get back defensively because he was caught away from the basket. Here's Shaw across midcourt. Now Ethan down the lane. Jump stop. Scoop short. And a rebound put back by Thompson. He tried to go for the dunk. Missed it. Rock Island travels at the other end as they tried to get out in transition.
Eric Thompson's light on his feet, man. I'll tell you what. He just he surprises me every game anymore. And is aggressive. I mean, you think he comes out there. He's kind of slightly built. And I'm sure the opposition thinks, we'll push him around a little bit. And Eric's got a lot of fire and a lot of leap.
Tied at 11, 6:15 to go. Here's Ross, steps into a three off the back of the rim. Long rebound out to Meeker. He gets it back to Devin. He'll try again. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound chased down by Thompson and a foul on Rock Island. Thompson with 6 rebounds. Meeker with 5 here in the early going.
We never dreamed we'd get this many second chance opportunities against Rock Island. It's a good thing because we're still not shooting it very well.
Foul was on Larry Dixon, his first. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the first half, tied at 11.
Just 5 of 19 from the field, and yet we're still tied at 11. So that's a good sign. If we start hitting some shots, you got to feel like maybe we can hang in here tonight.
Ross lobs it way out into the backcourt to Kevontae Shaw, who was caught in a tough position, did a nice job to back off the ball and let it go into the backcourt. Because if he'd have tried to catch that one, he'd have been in a tough spot to stay in the front court. Shaw with a dribble in front of the Rock Island bench. Sweeps it down low, trying to drive on Dixon. Cut off on the right side. Pump fakes. Puts a shot up. Air ball. Thompson again with a rebound. Then lost the ball off his hip behind him. And a turnover. And now another turnover by Rock Island as they stepped on the sideline. Jason Jones trying to get it up court. So Rock Island can't take advantage of the Silver Streaks errors. And the Streaks are battling hard here tonight. Tied at 11, 5:45 to go first half. Inbounds from Ross to Shaw. Kevontae works his way up to the top of the arc, right side. Now over to Cody Hawthorne, hands off to Meeker. Down the lane, passes it away to Ross, drives left baseline, floater up and in.
Well, Devin needs to make a shot. That's his best shot. That floater coming in from the sideline. Hopefully that'll get his confidence up after missing a number of shots early.
He'd missed his first 6. Galesburg back on top, 13-11 for the first time since they were up 8-7. Just over 5 minutes to play first half. Right side Jones skips it up top over left side into the corner to Hicks. Now jumper by Dixon on the outside. Rolls off, rebound deflected from William Miles back to himself. And a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks. Miles is the biggest player on the court at 6-7 and a bigger body than Eric Thompson shows. And the foul on the floor against Cody Hawthorne is his second. but not in the act of shooting, so they have to inbound from the baseline out 2 miles. Now Hicks with it. Bounces it left side over to Dixon. Dixon works his way between the circles. 13-11 streaks, under 5 to go for the half. Rock Island looking on the inside. Some contact still as both teams continue to battle hard in the paint. On the outside, Dixon up top to Hicks, trying to pull Thompson away from the basket. Gives it away to Jones instead to the left side. Hawthorne defending Miles well, running the baseline. On the outside, it goes to Dixon. Back down low to Hicks, trying to post up Thompson with a turnaround opposite direction. Well short on the shot, and Meeker picks the rebound up off the floor. They have really defended D'Angelo Hicks well tonight. 13-11 streaks. Ball poked out of the hands by Ethan Meeker, and a long reach by Miles will be his first foul.
And that was a little bit of a late whistle, too. I mean, he crushed Meeker going across him to poke that ball away. And so, finally, we're going to get to the line here. Well, Thompson's got our only free throw so far.
Yep. I think the Streaks are playing with a little chip on their shoulder here tonight. No Grant Gibson, no Joe Williams are out to prove that they can play with anybody, it looks like.
I'm sure Mike Reynolds used every psychological trick in his bag, as well as getting all the X's and O's ready for tonight. You had him. And then, of course, the alumni night here tonight. They got a good pep talk in there as well. So they had all the ammunition to try and overachieve.
Meeker makes 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Galesburg by 3 at 14-11. Halfway through the second quarter. Best start in school history for the Galesburg Silver Streaks at 14-0. And there's a bounce pass from up top from Jason Jones to nobody on the left side. Larry Dixon wasn't within 15 feet of that ball and had to run it down into the corner. He still couldn't catch up to it.
It was very rare. The ball bounced 4 times before it went out of bounds. Nobody really recognized it. The Streaks weren't in a hurry to go get it. Rocks had their back to the ball. You don't see a ball just loose for that long on a court very often.
Shaw steps into a 3. Well short. Rebound back to him, and a putback gets blocked and a big rejection by Miles. Driving the other direction. Rock Island in transition, and a shot by Jones, and a foul gives him a chance at a 3-point play. That quieted this crowd in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah. I didn't blame Shaw for going ahead and trying it again, but the big guy just came out and absolutely erased that shot. 6'7" William Miles, and they were off to the races.
Free throw off the mark. Rebound deflected from Hawthorne. Chases it down, then gets knocked down. The ball just hangs on the sideline. Tyler Hall picks it up for Rock Island. Down the lane, a basket by Jones.
Boy, is Mike Reynolds unhappy, and I can't blame him. That was a bad no call.
15-14. Rocks back on top now. Up top, Devin Ross. Skips it back behind him to Eric Thompson. Fires it down to the baseline to Cody Hawthorne. Cody trying to post up. Draws a double team. Ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Last touch by the Rocks. So what are you going to give down there? Are you going to give Cody a rebound and a turnover? Are we just going to give the rebound to Rock Island?
I just gave the rebound to Rock Island. If it was the NFL, it definitely wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have made a basketball move before he put it on the floor.
Full timeout called by the Silver Streaks. Rock Island 15, Galesburg 14, 3:13 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Kim Woodkirk of Galesburg, one of our first WGIL button winners and the recipient of $200. Congratulations, Kim, from WGIL.
15-14 Rock Island, 3:13 to go here in the first half, and what's been a terrific battle ahead of a long weekend for the Silver Streaks boys. 2 games tomorrow and 2 more Monday. On the inbound, Shaw for 3 off the front of the rim. Deflects out to Cody Hawthorne for the rebound. Another chance at it. Devin Ross from the left side, line drive shot in and out. Thompson gives the Streaks a 3rd chance at it. Shaw, high post, back to Ethan for 3. Off the rim again. 3 cracks at it for the Silver Streaks. No baskets, and the Rocks are the 1-point lead, trying to build on it now.
Among the crowd tonight, not just Galesburg and Rock Island fans, but Gurney Warren. Their entire team is here for the weekend tournament. Coach Ryan Weber brought them down early.
Fired pass down low. Miles misses the dunk. And the Silver Streaks get the rebound. Ross into the front court from 18 feet. Short. And another rebound chased down by the Rocks into the corner. Galesburg cannot buy a basket on their home court here tonight. Hall on the opposite end. Right side it goes to DeAndre Morrow into the game for the Rocks, leading by one, 2:15 to go in the first half. And a foul. Illegal screen set by Miles as Meeker tried to work around him. And that'll be the second foul of the game on Miles. Seventh Rock Island turnover.
You know, I was mentioning Gurney Warren, and it's got to be an eye-opener for them. They don't play to this. The suburban teams, I'm sure Ryan Weber, happy to show off his alma mater here, say this is what Western Big City is like. We're not making many shots now, but those kids have to be impressed by the turnout to watch basketball here.
Pull-up jumper by Ross off the back of the rim. Devin cannot find his shot here tonight. DeAndre Morrow with the rebound. Devin Ross 1 for 10 from the field, and the Streaks trail by 1, 15-14. Of course, when Ryan was here playing for the Silver Streaks, these are the crowds that he was used to back in 96 and 97.
Yep.
At the free throw line, a step back jumper, in and out. Rebound Ethan Meeker, who has 7 rebounds in the first half for the Silver Streaks. Here's Eric Thompson inside the top of the arc. Eric has 8 boards for the Silver Streaks. Right side Meeker gives way to Ross. Now up top Shaw as they try a little weave out high. Now Meeker down on the floor with a drive. Shot up off the glass. Rebound Rock Island again. Galesburg cannot buy a basket no matter who's putting it up. And still they trail by just 1. On the right side Hall cut off. Fires a shot through the lane. Driving in from the left side Morrow with a basket. That was a flashy play by the Rocks. Yeah. You under watch. A minute to go, first half.
We'll come out in the second half, and neither team will be able to miss, probably.
Cody Hawthorne with it on the perimeter in front of the Rock Island bench. Shaw at the top of the arc. Fires it over the head of Hawthorne, out of bounds, and Marty Flaherty says it went off Rock Island's hands, out of bounds. Siegel wants an explanation. Yep. I don't blame him.
Yeah, Rock Island fans up. They thought it went off of Cody Hawthorne.
Well, I didn't think it went off anybody. I think it was just over his head.
Even with all the adversity we've had here shooting-wise,
yeah,
we're still just a 3-point shot away from tying this up.
And boy, this crowd is ready to erupt, aren't they? They haven't had a whole lot to get excited about other than the Thompson dunk on the alley-oop. Here's Thompson down the lane. Turn around, baby hook, got it. That was a tough shot on the move toward the baseline. Galesburg back within 1. Eric Thompson has 7 in the first half along with 8 rebounds.
We are just 7 of 29 from the field.
Wow.
And still only a point down.
Because Rock Island's no better offensively tonight. And again, a credit to both teams' defenses for that. 20 seconds to go, first half. Rocks holding for the last shot, leading by 1. Running the midcourt line, Jason Jones. Goes right, reverses left, gets it off to Morrow. Now back into the hands of Jones with 10 seconds to go. Meeker will guard Jones. Jones starts his dribble to the right side. Ethan keeps up with him with 5 seconds to go. Works around a screen on the give and go. Gives it off to Hicks. Misses a shot. Into the hands of Devin Ross. And that's the end of the first half. 17-16 Rock Island. You might not think that's much with that first score, but it has been fun to watch. And an intense first half brings the Galesburg crowd to its feet. The teams head to the locker rooms. We'll take a break. We'll talk about the first half statistics, and we'll visit with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back from John Field Gymnasium. Galesburg down 1 of the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen offers another free hot meal Thursday the 22nd at Central Congregational Church in Galesburg. Doors open at 5:15, dinner served from 5:30 to 7 to anyone and everyone. Check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. 17-16 Rock Island with the lead over the Silver Streaks. Neither team has been able to crack double digits in either of the first two quarters. 8-7 after one. Both teams put up 9 in the second quarter. Jim, if you'd have told me coming into the game tonight that the Streaks were going to shoot under 30% in the first half and add only 16 points after two quarters, I would have said, oh my goodness, don't tell me the Rock Island score then. And yet, here we are, down by one, in what's been a really entertaining game to watch.
Yeah, the intensity's been incredible, even though maybe the performance hasn't been. But again, a lot of that just because of the defense. And honestly, guys just missing shots that I think they normally take. But this is a very big stage, and it's hard to come up big when you've got this many eyes on you every time you release the ball, and so much pressure on the defensive end by both teams. Credit to the Silver Streaks. Here we are, just a point down, shooting 7 of 29 from the field, playing without Grant Gibson, without Joe Williams, and still hanging in there. These kids have come up big.
Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg sophomores lost here tonight 68-56 in what was a long battle. How about this score from Wharton Fieldhouse, Jim? After three quarters, Quincy leads Moline 36-28. I find that a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought Quincy would score much more than 36 all night against the Maroons up there, but you never know. Wharton Fieldhouse, we've seen leads can evaporate in
yes,
there.
They sure can.
Like 19 points worth, wasn't it, on us up there?
In the fourth quarter with 6.5 minutes to go in that game. Halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Jim Lee, let's start off with the team numbers, and I'm going to have to kind of compare as you go along because I haven't mine all added up yet.
Yeah, and I may have missed a shot or two in a couple of those flurries. I've got the Streaks at 7 of 29 from the field, 24%.
Hey, yeah. So did I.
And Rock Island at 5 of 23, 22%. Rebounds, oh, there's plenty of those. This is like a game's worth of rebounds. I've got us at 23.
Wow.
11 of those offensive rebounds,
that's
unbelievably.
That's stunning to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. Now, we're used to Rock Island doing that to us. I've got the Rocks with 21 boards. And the turnovers, I think, are probably a little shy. I've got 6 for Rocky and 3 for us.
I had 7 for Rocky and 3 for us. Three-point shooting. With all the activity, a ton of perimeter shots taken. Silver Streaks put up 5 of them in the second quarter. They're 0 for 6 in the first half. Rock Island put up 3 in the first quarter, and they are 0 for 3 for the half. It's 17-16 Rock Island after two quarters. We'll take a timeout here on WGIL. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring, which also won't take very long to add up, with only 33 points scored between the two teams in the first half. And we'll visit with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, find out what adjustments the Streaks are looking at making here in the second half. The number 8 Rocks lead the number 3 Silver Streaks 17-16 at the half here at a packed and excitable John Neal Gymnasium. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with near steady temperature around 32 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Sunshine coming in on Sunday, a high of 38. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down around 20. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, partly sunny with a high of 35. Monday night, cloudy, overnight low dropping down around 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, 17-16 Rock Island over the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. Jason Jones leads the way for Rock Island with 6. Tyler Hall has 4. D'Angelo Hicks 3 and C.J. Neville 2. As I mentioned before the break, not going to take a lot of time to go through the individual scoring. with only 33 points scored between the two teams in the first half. For the Silver Streaks, meanwhile, Eric Thompson leads the way in both major offensive categories. 7 points for the Streaks and 8 rebounds. Ethan Meeker right behind in both categories. 5 points and 7 rebounds in the first half. Then you have Kevontae Shaw and Devin Ross, both of whom are looking to find their shooting touch. Ross, as we mentioned, was 1 of 10 in the first half. Kevontae Shaw was 1 of 8. Cody Hawthorne, J.J. Range have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who trail by 1 here at the half, 17-16. Let's take a moment and remind you about what's coming up this weekend with the Martin Luther King tournaments underway for both the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls and boys basketball teams. We'll have the Silver Streaks girls tomorrow morning with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson at 8:40 here on WGIL as the Streaks will continue the King tournament against Peoria High School. 3 hours later, the Galesburg boys will battle Minooka for an 11:40 start here on WGIL and a noon tip-off. Galesburg girls will battle Normal U High at 2:40 for the pregame tomorrow afternoon, again with Tom and Eric. And we'll wrap up the quadruple header here on WGIL with the boys taking on Gurney Warren and former Silver Streak Ryan Weber as the head coach at 7:40 tomorrow night. Fighting Illini basketball against Indiana Sunday morning at 11 o'clock here on WGIL with a noon tip-off there. And then coming up on Monday, a triple header of more high school basketball for the Silver Streaks. 10:40 Monday morning for the pregame between the Silver Streaks boys and Maine South. Could be the tournament championship if Maine South lives up to expectations. And then at 1:40 in the afternoon, the Silver Streaks girls will take on Quincy Notre Dame as part of their King tournament. And we'll wrap up action Monday night at 6:06 for the pregame with the Silver Streaks boys battling Rockford East. Galesburg now back out onto the court. Rock Island has been out for a little over a minute warming up. We're going to get a word with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman here in a moment against the 8th-ranked Rocks in Class 4A, leading the 3rd-ranked Silver Streaks in Class 3A, 17-16 at the half. Both teams 3-0 in the Western Big Six, and throw the rankings out because that's what really is at stake here tonight with 2 unbeaten teams in conference play. Our halftime coach's interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
All right, Steve, a long time in the locker room, only down one, not shooting well.
No, I mean, we got a lot of good looks. We got a lot of good shots. They just didn't go down. We want to create a little more rhythm, I think, offensively, get a big breath and believe. And, you know, if you would have told us down here by one, not shooting that way, we'd be very pleased. On the defensive end, we're really doing a good job. A little bit more rotation-wise to stop those layups on penetration, but you can't be at all displeased when we hold a ball club like Rock Island to 16 points.
Any difference in your offensive approach in the second half?
No, we want to make them guard. I mean, we've got to get the ball moving. We think that they lose a little bit of their focus if you make them guard through a longer possession. But, you know, just hit a shot or two and maybe that'll get the lid off.
You got the nerves out, go get them.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. 17-16, Silver Streaks trail by one, and Steve was anxious to get back into the huddle, take as much time as they could here at the end of halftime to get everybody squared away and set and ready to go. Silver Streaks trail by one at the break, trying to extend their school record start to 18-0 and 4-0 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island is 12-2, and the Silver Streaks have their 5 starters back onto the floor to begin the second half, with Ross and Meeker, Thompson, Range, and actually it'll be Kevontae Shaw starting the second half, not Cody Hawthorne. So 4 of the 5 starters. Galesburg will have the ball to begin the third quarter. It's Tyler Hall, Jason Jones, and C.J. Neville for Rock Island, along with Larry Dixon and D'Angelo Hicks. So their 5 starters will begin quarter number 3 for the Rocks. Galesburg with the ball, starts it with Devin Ross in the backcourt after the inbound from Ethan Meeker. Ross working his way along the midcourt line, starting to drive down the left side, pulls up, shoots at the high post, shot rolls off, rebound, put back Eric Thompson, who's got 9 boards in the game to go along with 9 points, and the Streaks regain the lead at 18-17. So continued cold shooting from Ross to start the third quarter and continued hot rebounding from Eric Thompson. Crossover dribble, Jones can't shake J.J. Range on the outside. Up top it goes to Neville. Slips, gets away with a high carry, and now they are going to call a travel instead. And that's the 8th turnover on Rock Island.
Well, you know, the Silver Streaks many times against teams will drop a lot of pressure on in the third quarter and see if they can't get things going and get it up-tempo. I don't think that's probably the case in this game. Rock Island's probably too quick. He may be playing right into their hands if you play that. So a little more slow tempo will continue.
And a turnover. Not many for the Silver Streaks tonight. Driving in a bad pass by Tyler Hall. Ross read it. Fires it into the front court to range. Drives. Reverse layup. And a foul. And this crowd erupts. What a lead pass from Devin Ross.
Well, it's been interesting to see the maturity of J.J. Range just in the couple of weeks where he's been asked to do more. We noticed it at Taylorville. He was starting to come on. And that one, he didn't hesitate at all. He knew exactly what he wanted to do against the big guy going in, goes up and under, and comes up with a fist pump afterwards as he knows he's going to the line.
And he finishes off the three-point play. First points of the night for J.J. Range. 21-17, a 5-0 start to the third quarter for the Silver Streaks. They've matched their biggest lead here in the game with just under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Up top, nearly another steal by Ross. Hall gets it first, though. Now to the outside, Hicks. Thompson backs off, daring him to shoot from three-point range. Up top it goes to Hall. He'll step into a three. Off the back of the rim. Baseline rebound by Ethan Meeker, who's got eight in the game. Quickly into the front court. Shaw all the way. A big rejection, but a blocking foul. The block was clean, but down low, Dixon tried to cut off Shaw going to the baseline, and Dixon will pick up his second foul.
Well, still, you keep your eyes on Tyler Hall, the outstanding player for Rock Island, and he's the guy, when the game gets fourth quarter, he's going to try and take it over.
That's what he did against North Scott up at the Iowa-Illinois shootout.
Yep, so he hasn't done a whole lot yet, but you know he'll have a burst in him.
Shaw calmly sinks the first free throw. Galesburg shot only three free throws in the entire first half. They've got two quick ones here in the second half. They've built a five-point lead at 22-17.
Rock Island had another guy who was pretty good at taking over a game late named Chason Randall, who's just the Pac-10 Player of the Year at Stanford now. Incredible what that alumni has done.
Shaw with two free throws doubles his first half scoring output. It's Galesburg by six, opening the half on a 7-0 run. Larry Dixon on the outside tries to work around a screen. Shaw fights through it. No-look pass down low to Hicks. He waits for Thompson to come up, and then Hicks ends up getting the shot off anyway. He almost waited himself right into a block.
But, you know, a heady play by Eric, he didn't just let him have it, but he didn't commit the foul either. He found it. He tried to time a block and swatted at it, but did not pick up the foul.
Ross with a no-look pass to Shaw down low. Curls into the lane. Pump fakes with the up and under, and it gets it up and in.
Outstanding move by Cavante and a one-on-one. I was afraid that was going to fall off the rim, but it did trickle down there.
25-19 streaks down the lane, up with a left hand. No. Rebound batted around, chased down by Hicks, who fights off two Silver Streaks to come up with it. Five rebounds for Hicks and another crack at it as they pull it back out. 5:35 to go, third quarter. The third quarter's picked up right where the first half left off. Bounce pass down low to the baseline. C.J. Neville to the outside. Up top it goes to Jason Jones. 3 feet behind the arc, he'll pass it left to Neville. Trying to set up a screen, driving on Meeker in for the left side. They're going to call a foul on Ethan, riding him a little too closely.
Yep, but every step they took, I thought, get away from him, Ethan. You know, you don't want to give him the layup, but you just knew that riding foul was coming.
Second foul of the game on Meeker. First team foul on the Streaks here in the third quarter. 5:19 to go. 25-19. Streaks open the third quarter on a 7-0 run and lead by six. Corshawn McDuffie back into the game on the inbound. Now on the left side into the corner, Dixon down low. Terrible pass intended for McDuffie, and he throws it out of bounds.
Well, Rock Island's had a few of those in this game.
10 turnovers compared to 3 for the Silver Streaks. On the inbounds, Ross. Guarded in the backcourt by Dixon. Now gets it across midcourt. Dixon backs away briefly. Now Ross to the right side. Shoots over McDuffie and hits.
Maybe the toughest shot he's taken all night. He makes that one. Go figure.
Biggest lead for the number 3 Streaks. Undefeated. And now a timeout called by Tom Siegel with 4:49 to go in the third quarter. A 30-second timeout.
And up goes the fat head picture of Mike Reynolds. The student body's got both he and Meeker up in the big face. And somebody brought a big bird, too. I don't know where that comes into play, but the students are having some fun over there, and it's great to see.
Not Big Bird's first appearance here, I might add, either. All right, so we're 4:49 to go in the third quarter. We have not mentioned any possible candidates for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I have to go with Eric Thompson in the first half. Here in the second half, what a team effort. They look so much more... It looked just so much smoother here in the second half than they did in the first half.
Well, and as I left Steve Cheeseman down there. I thought, you know, the first half was feeling it out. You know, can we really play with these guys? You know, I mean, I know we're 17-0, but Rocky's impressive. And then I think at halftime it dawned on them, hey, we're here. Let's just relax and play our game. And long way to go, but the Streaks look like they're in it for the night here anyway.
Leading by 8, under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. On the inbound, a catch by Hall on the shot. Missed it. Rebound. Boy, Kevonte went up. He had stick him on his fingertips to lock onto that ball and bring it back into his possession. Silver Streaks, a step back by Meeker. Now fires it right side to Devin Ross. He's calling Thompson out, setting a screen. Devin to the free throw line, into the left corner to JJ. Hesitation drive, runs into his man. Ball right back to him. Shot off the back of the rim. And a strong rebound by Korshawn McDuffie for Rock Island. Streaks lead by 8, backing up Jones toward midcourt after he worked his way to the top of the arc. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. 27-19 Streaks. Bounce pass down low. McDuffie chases it down, kicks it out of bounds. He did not have his feet underneath him as he tried to work his way to the basket on the give and go, and he never did get a handle on it.
Well, the big kids that Rock Island brings off the bench, Miles and McDuffie, they're not really complete players. I mean, they're definitely got some size. They play hard, but fundamentally they're lacking a little bit, and that's shown.
Packed house here from John Thiel Gymnasium on Alumni Night. Streaks lead by 8, looking for a bigger lead here past the 4-minute mark. Meeker for 3, in and out. It was close, a little bit short. Rebound C.J. Neville. Still an 8-point lead. Driving Neville all the way down the lane with a left hand. Nobody guarded him. Nobody blocked him out.
Well, that's what started to happen late in the game in both Dunlap and Geneseo games. Let's hope that doesn't happen here as well.
Could have been an 11-point lead. Instead, it's 6 right now for the Streaks. Under 3.5 minutes to go for the third quarter.
Still not a 3-pointer for the Streaks yet, and we're up by 6.
Ross has the ball picked away from Jones. Here's a breakaway, and it's up and in with a finger roll over the front of the rim.
Quickly, they're right back in it.
I wonder what that message was in the Rock Island timeout. They've scored 4 straight since then. And their defense is picked up. Nearly another turnover. Meeker saves it in the front court. Right side Shaw fakes, drives, up and in with the right hand. And Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout right about the spot where he usually does, coming off the Gillsburg basket. Somewhere between the 5.5-minute mark and 3-minute mark, usually we're right at the 3-minute mark. And it comes off of Kevonte Shaw, driving basket. Realized he had the mismatch with Korshawn McDuffie, pulling him out away from the basket, and he blew right past it.
Yeah, and Mike Reynolds, we like the way he used those timeouts. He brings the team to the huddle with some energy, with some off a make like that. It felt like things were kind of slipping away there after the 2 turnovers and 2 shots. Quickly, we get the layup. We're back up 6, and the team can breathe a little easier in the huddle right now at the timeout.
Galesburg has used 2 timeouts in this game. Rock Island 1. That was after the Streaks got up by 8 there a moment ago. And after Tom Siegel called the timeout, the Rocks scored 4 straight. Exactly 3 minutes to go. Third quarter, 29-23. Galesburg by 6. And as Jim mentioned back in the first half, so oftentimes coming out of that timeout, the Streaks will put on the full court press, but they won't do it against the Rocks. Little token pressure by Ross in the backcourt. Rocky has it now in the front court. Right side, Jason Jones. Up top, C.J. Neville. Now gives it off to Hall. He'll fire another 3, and he got that one. Do not want him to start heating up. Streaks held him to 4 in the first half. He's got 7 for the game. Rocks back within 3 now at 29-26. Three-quarter court trap, down court. Shaw up and in on a terrific pass from Ethan Meeker, nearly three-quarter court away. Shaw with 8 in the quarter, firing it down to the baseline to Jones. Now right back to Hall, and he's fouled shooting from the baseline by Devin Ross.
Yeah, that's a really tough shot. He was fading towards the baseline, deep in the corner, and that's not one you want to foul him at, but you know Ross didn't want to give him an open look, and he was shaking his head afterwards. Devin knew that was not the spot for the bump there.
And they're going to give him 3. I wasn't sure if they were going to say he was behind the arc or not, but now to the free throw line is Tyler Hall. 2 for 2 from the line in the game. First one up and in, and he's just doubled his first half scoring output with 4 in the quarter, 8 for the game. And they're trading 3 for 2 right now here behind Hall. He can light it up in a hurry, and he's shown the capability of taking over a game offensively. Second one up and in as well. The Rocks struggled through most of the first half at the Iowa-Illinois shootout against North Scott, and then Hall erupted in the second half, and they ended up winning the game by 2. third one up and in, and he makes hay at the free throw line. Now the Rocks are back within two at 31-29. It was an eight-point lead for the Streaks, seemingly just moments ago as we approach the two-minute mark of quarter number three. Meeker steps to the top of the arc. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. Rebound by Hall. Here come the Rocks. And picked away from behind by J.J. Ray. And then he slipped. Couldn't get his footing. And he slipped and his foot apparently went out of the baseline. And the crowd down below us had a good look at it. And they insist there's no way he touched the line. So now the Rocks with a chance to tie it or take the lead. Down by two. On the left side, Larry Dixon. And he'll pull it back out, guarded by Shaw. Bounces it to the left side, Hall, against Devin Ross. Swings it down low, now puts the ball on the floor. Tries the up and under, Devin hangs with him. Deflected pass in the lane, picked away by Ethan Meeker. And now a foul on C.J. Neville as he was guarding Meeker awfully hard into the front court.
I'd say Meeker, sometimes he's just so good, it amazes me. He went up and got that, and immediately the spin move, and he's ready to go. You know, I'm thinking, hey, we got possession of the ball. He's thinking, let's go down and get two quickly. And then he reverse dribbled again and got the foul. Sometimes Ethan will have some turnovers in a game, but the things he can do, really amazing.
Around the screen, Meeker to the left side. Hesitation drive into the low blocks, and a block by Rock Island. Chased down by Tyler Hall into the corner. Rocks into the front court on the left side. A high bounce to Neville. Down to the baseline. The give and go to Hicks. Pump fake in the lane with a one hand down to the dribble and up and in. And we are tied at 31. Streaks were up by 8, 27-19. It's a 12-4 run. And the number 8 Rock Island Rocks come right back in this first place battle of the Western Big 6. A minute to go in the third quarter. Tied at 31. And the Streaks pull it out. Shaw with it on the left side, outside the wing. Works his way to the top of the arc. Ball got hung up on his hip. He passes it away to Ross. Devin around to Shaw screen. Pull up jumper. Shoots in and out. Rebound Hicks. Ball circled around the rim and popped out. Rocks looking for their first lead since early third quarter. Driving in from the left side. And a shot by Jones, who barks into the air in celebration as the Rocks take a two-point lead. 31 seconds to go, third quarter. Part of a 14-4 run for the Rocks that have given them a two-point lead after the Streaks scored the first seven of the third quarter. Range on the outside to Thompson. Streaks look like they want to hold for the last shot, down to 15 seconds to go for the quarter. Ross backs it all the way up into the corner in front of the scoring table. 8 seconds to go. Behind the back. Loses his man. Drives right side. Up and in! 3 seconds to go. Rocks into the front court from three-quarter court. Line drive in and out by Dixon. Tied at 33 at the end of three from John Thiel Gymnasium. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. Northgate Lanes hosts the kickoff party for 2015's Bowl for Kids' Sake to support Big Brothers Big Sisters. The kickoff party is Thursday the 29th, 5:30 to 6:30, with very easy sign-up. Get the RSVP info now on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Been a fast-moving game, Jim. Through three quarters, I'm tempted to say I hate to see this one end. This has been thoroughly entertaining to watch here tonight. Rock Island falling behind by 8 in the third quarter after a Tom Siegel timeout. They come back. Take a two-point lead. Devin Ross hits the shot with 3 seconds to go in the third quarter to tie the game back up at 33, and we're ready to start quarter number four.
Well, and as both of the coaches told us, don't expect to see a whole lot of substitutions in this game. Rockies use some of their big men down low off and on, but starters getting the lion's share of the minutes, and will continue as long as this game is close. And it couldn't be any closer, tied at 33 as we open the fourth quarter.
Basically doubled the first half scoring output. It was 17-16 at halftime. The Streaks outscored Rock Island 17-16 in the third quarter. And we're tied at 33 as we start quarter number four. A lob and a backdoor cut, and then the missed shot by Neville. The timing wasn't quite right, and Eric Thompson with the rebound, his 10th in the game.
They had everything set up right. They just didn't quite execute.
Pass down low. Good job by Thompson to handle a tough low pass from J.J. Range. Now the ball deflected out, and Meeker chases it down near half court. 33-33, Streak's first offensive possession of the fourth quarter. As we approach the seven-minute mark for the game, around a screen, Ross steps into a shot from 15 feet away, and Thompson gets undercut, goes down hard, and the rebound to D'Angelo Hicks. Eric's up, but he's still wincing as he drives down the court. Pump fake down low as Neville got just enough of a bump to clear himself for the step back under the basket. Rocks by two, 35-33.
And the Rocks just getting too many shots under the basket. They're not having to make anything from the perimeter right now.
In fact, they have taken only 5 3-point attempts all night. Neither team has made a three-pointer. Could this be the first? Nope, Ross is way short. And Tyler Hall all alone to chase down the rebound. Under 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Streak's down two. Rock Island trying to build the lead. Streak settle into a zone now. Nope, I take it back. They're sticking with a man. They were set up in what looked like a 2-3, but that was just because of the Rock Island positioning on the floor. Try to go backdoor to Hall, but good job by Ross to hold him off. Now on the right side, jumper won't go. Under the basket, Hicks for the rebound. Blocked by Eric Thompson. Chased down by Rock Island into the corner for another crack at it. Now to the outside, Dixon.
Thompson still holding that back. He reaches his hand around every so often. He's playing through courage right now. A great block there, where Rocky would be up four.
He's my candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game right now. Here's a three by Jones on the outside, rolls off. Thompson gets the rebound as the ball slapped out of his hands. They'll get another chance at it. Here's Hall for three. Good.
Yep.
They got four cracks at it. And they have their biggest lead of the game now at 38-33. And a timeout called by the Streaks. Mike Reynolds lets one of the officials have it. 5:28 to go in the game. Full timeout. Rocks by five now. Right, turns around, lets another one of the officials have it. Who says, Mike, get back in there and take your timeout.
Figures if he takes a full one, he'll take 30 seconds to work on the officials and the other 30 to talk to the team.
38-33, Silver Streaks down now by five. So since Galesburg had that 8-point lead at 27-19, they have been outscored 19-6. Rock Island has doubled its scoring output since falling behind by eight.
Yeah, and you know, it's been, again, they've just found a way to work the ball inside and getting a lot of layups and point blank shots. And for the Silver Streaks, you know, even without Williams and Gibson, I never figured we'd go a whole game without a three-pointer. But we're 5:28 away from doing that. And for a team whose lifeblood is those three-point shots,
yeah,
it's amazing that we're still within five right now. It's a testament to the defense and the hustle that we've played tonight to stick in it with as tough a night as we're have shooting the basketball.
Silver Streaks will have the ball coming out of this full timeout. They have not scored since the Devin Ross shot with 3 seconds to go at the end of the third quarter. Now trailing by five on whiteout night in a packed John Thiel Gymnasium, which coincides with alumni night. Silver Streaks with Ethan Meeker. Loses his man on the outside, drives in from the right side. Floater won't go from the baseline. Rebound Devin Ross, put back, and a nice turnaround jumper for the basket.
Huge basket, huge. To keep this a three-point game, because Rock Island, if they get up much, they will really slow it down and make us chase and then give it to Hall every time he gets a chance.
Driving right side, Dixon dishes it back out to Jason Jones, trying to get around Shaw, fires it through the lane to Hicks. In the lane, turnaround jumper over J.J. Range up and in.
No
Hicks
idea.
Took advantage of the size mismatch.
How he got that pass to Hicks.
Nope.
Boy, did he thread the needle on that.
Ethan Meeker has been held to 5 points tonight. Scoreless in the second half on 0-for-4 shooting. Just the fact that he's even gotten only four shots off is a testament to what Rock Island is doing to him defensively. The Streaks trail by five. Meeker with it now on the left wing. Around to Shaw screen. Up top it goes to Cody Hawthorne back into the game. J.J. fakes left. Drives right. Uses his body to get off a shot and a foul by Rock Island, I think from Hicks, coming in from the backside. And J.J. will shoot two. Stops the clock with 4:25 to go in the ball game. Fourth foul of the game on C.J. Neville for Rock Island. And the fourth team foul on the Rocks in the second half. Only two team fouls on the Silver Streaks. Range of the first run and a flat shot off the back of the rim.
Eric Thompson checks back in. Cody Hawthorne will sit down. Thompson hopefully able to
get the effects of hitting the floor hard, shaking off there on the sideline for a minute or two.
40-35, Rock Island by five, under 4.5 for the game. Range to shoot his second free throw here. He's got 3 points, all in the second half. Second one up, and off the back of the rim, and now a whistle. We got a lane violation against Rock Island. That's the Rock's second lane violation. One negated a chance at a follow-up basket on a free throw they shot earlier. Now, their second lane violation gives the Streaks a chance at getting a point at the free throw line. Let's see if JJ can find the range here on the third one. It's up, and nope, off the back of the rim, but the rebound out off the hands of Kevontae Shaw, and Rocks are going to get it back.
You knew as soon as JJ let it go, that was going to be too strong too, so missed chances there. Got to play some defense. Don't want to let Rock Island get up more than the five they already are.
Big defensive possession as we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. The Rocks leading 40-35. On the outside, Corshawn McDuffie. Hicks with a bounce pass right side over to Hall. Two players hit the deck. Hall just fires a three with not much happening. And Eric with a tremendous block out coming from the outside to pick up his 11th rebound.
Oh, and a steal. Ross gets it picked.
Here's Hall. And we're going to have a travel, or we're going to have a foul. Marty Flaherty was indicating travel, and I think that's the right call. Rock Island fans are furious. There was a foul on the floor, but I am convinced he traveled with that ball. He took a huge step on the outside before it. I don't know how you saw it, Jim. I think that's the right call.
Yeah, I was looking down to write down the turnover on Ross, as I missed that part of it. Then I look up and saw the foul, so I'll take your word for it.
Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Streaks down by five with the ball. Ross right side over to JJ. Rock Island backs off him. They let him shoot from the three-point range, but he dribbles it instead. Now Meeker found an opening and draws a lot of contact going down the lane. Yep. That's the fifth foul of the game on Rock Island in the second half, so the Streaks are going to have to inbound it.
Yeah, McDuffie got him with a big body there, bumping through the lane.
And Rock Island is screaming for a travel on the other side. They said, you call a travel down on this end, we'll call a travel there. But Ethan had a lot of help traveling with the ball.
Well, Marty Flaherty's from the Quad City, so he's their guy.
Up top, Meeker, wide open three, off the rim. Rebound, Thompson, who winces, and the putback, and Eric's really in some pain when he came down with that rebound and went up for the putback, and he's going to get two free throws.
Now, when he came down, the play that hurt him, he came down right on his backside, and I'm sure his lower back and tailbone still feeling the effects of that. He's playing courageously through it.
Sure is. So Thompson to the free throw line. First one off the back of the rim.
Unfortunately, our two worst free throw shooters on the court are the ones spending the time at the line right now, and that's probably not an accident. Rock Island's aware of that.
16 foul on the Rocks, the third of the game on D'Angelo Hicks, and Thompson misses them both. And Hicks gets in there for his ninth rebound of the game. Silver Streaks still trail by five. They break the press. Here's Thompson with a block, and then the rebound goes right back to Hicks for the putback, and it's now a seven-point Rock Island lead. With 3:10 to go in the game, Streaks starting to run out of time.
Yeah, we've got to score this possession.
Ethan with a crossover to the right side, floats one in. Rebound put back by Thompson, and Marty Flaherty is going to whistle that one off. I think he's saying it was off it. Nope, they're going to say a foul. They're going to say Thompson was over the back, and he picks up his first foul of the night.
Wow, as aggressive as he's been, that's amazing. And I can live with that. Because I think Reynolds was thinking they were going to call offensive goaltending.
That's what I thought,
and
too.
The ball was not sitting on the rim, so here we go.
There's another illegal screen set by McDuffie as Meeker tried to follow his man on the outside. And that'll be the second foul of the game on Corshawn McDuffie. And it being on the offensive end, even though it's a seventh team foul because it's in the offensive possession, it does not go as a free throw opportunity for the Streaks.
Streaks just one field goal in the fourth quarter and, what, five straight missed free throws? At least.
Yeah, if you count the one that Range had, that was a lane violation. Left side, Shaw from the wing, drives to the high post, spin move with a left
nice
hand
block.
And a big block by Hicks, who read it beautifully. And the rebound out to Jones. Kevontae choreographed that one pretty well from the outside. Rock Island was able to defend it with 2:20 to go in the game and a seven-point lead for the Rocks, who have outscored the Streaks 9-2 in this quarter. On the outside, Dixon loses a handle on the dribble, but Ethan was too far away to get a hand on it and chase it down. Now Ross picks the pocket of Hall, picks up the loose ball off the floor, into the front court, drives, left corner, range for three, good! Not out of it yet. Down four with under 2 minutes to go in the game, and the crowd comes to its feet. First three-pointer of the night for Galesburg. Mike Reynolds about broke J.J.'s hand on a low five on the timeout. It's a Rocks call, a 30-second timeout.
Amazing, one shot can bring such a shot of life into this gymnasium. But that one brought us back in a two-possession game now with 1:52 to go. And Grant Gibson hobbles out there on his crutches, one of the first ones to congratulate J.J. as they come to the sideline.
1:52 to go in the game. 17 fouls on Rock Island, so the Streaks can shoot one in bonus for the rest of the game. Only three team fouls on Galesburg. So I don't know if we're quite to the point yet where you start to burn some of those fouls and force Rock Island to inbound the ball, try to get the steal that way. Two timeouts remaining for Silver Streaks, three for Rock Island.
I suppose you are at that point. You don't want to just waste them, though. I mean, be more aggressive in trying to get a steal or deny the ball, something that is not just a token foul. You want to make it count in case you could get a cheap turnover.
Thompson, Meeker, Ross, Range, and Shaw. These five have played essentially the entire second half for the Silver Streaks, as have the five on the floor for Rock Island. Dixon, Hall, Hicks, Neville back on the floor playing with four fouls. And on the inbound, it'll be Dixon trying to find Jones, lobs it into the backcourt. He gets tied up with J.J. a little bit. And Jones is able to go to the far baseline to chase down the inbound. 1:45 to go in the game, Streaks down four. Up top, Dixon, guarded by Shaw. Left side it goes, over to Hicks. Tries to pull Thompson out away from the basket. Eric doesn't bite, bounces it over to Dixon. Fakes right, drives left, down the lane, blocked by Thompson. Right back to Dixon, gets it off to Hicks, who misses the shot. Rebound on the floor, another crack for the Rocks. Down the lane, Neville lost it out of bounds. And Tom Siegel is on the far sideline calling for a foul on the Streaks. A lot of activity in close to the basket, and the Streaks are going to get it back down four.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. I just thought it was great defense. The Streaks unable to get the rebound. Bad timing of the Rocks, as they always do, sticking with it. And a chance for the Streaks here with 1:15 to go.
Down by four. On the left side, Ross. Not necessarily time to panic and go for a three-pointer. Streaks just need a good shot here. Ross is going to loft a long one. Got it! It's good! Streaks within one, 42 to 41. Under a minute to go in the game. Crowd on its feet. Now the Rock Island fans stand up. Up top, Tyler Hall. 42-41, Rocks, 45 seconds to play. And they're going with a weave on the outside. Tom Siegel calls timeout. And more noise from the Silver Streaks faithful.
There's no question Siegel was going to take the timeout. I just didn't know how much clock he was going to let go down. I thought he might go to 30. But I think right there he thought, well, let's get this organized before we turn it over. And so a couple of big threes after none the whole game. Range hits one from the deep corner. Ross from way out high to get us within one. And it was so cool to see this place explode when that ball went through the basket.
Maybe that's today's Autobody Crunch Time play of the game. Let's hope there's another one coming with the Streaks still down by one. And then a Rock Island timeout, 44 seconds to go. A final from Wharton Fieldhouse.
Moline.
Quincy by 21.
Oh, my goodness.
58 to 37. You believe that?
No, I really don't. That's not the Quincy team we saw down there, unless they've improved leaps and bounds.
Well, and they really struggled down to the Collinsville tournament, too. So Coach Andy Douglas getting some things done in the off time since the holidays. All right, 42-41 Rock Island by one, and the Rocks have the ball. Coming out of a full timeout. Both teams with two timeouts remaining. Again, the Rocks have put the Streaks in the bonus. Galesburg with only three team fouls here in the second half. Into the game, Darius Sammons for the Silver Streaks to join Ross, Thompson, Meeker, and Range on the floor for Galesburg. So going with a little quickness with Sammons on the floor and maybe to burn some fouls. On the inbounds to Hicks down low. Sammons is really going at it with Larry Dixon defensively. Under 40 seconds to go for the game. Range gets a blocking foul out high on Jason Jones. Range just kind of leaned the waist into him a little bit as he ran along the midcourt line. If he gets away with it, maybe it's a backcourt violation. So worth the risk there for only the fourth team foul. Yeah, 36 seconds to go.
If you're a Rock Island guard, you're going to get abused right now because the Streaks have those fouls to burn and they're desperate.
So they get it into the hands of their guy, Tyler Hall, who gets it into the front court to C.J. Neville and back to Hall. That's what they want to have.
Oh, yeah.
He stepped on the midcourt line. He had no idea. He was close, and he goes into the backcourt for a violation. And the Streaks have it back, down one with 26 seconds to go in the game. When will Mike Reynolds call the timeout? Or will he? He's calling out the play from the sideline. And Jason Jones was riding Ethan Meeker pretty good as they try to get set up for a position. And now Kevontae Shaw comes and gets the middle of him before we even inbound. It goes back to Meeker at the Rock Island free throw line. 23 seconds to go.
Couldn't ask for more right here, no matter how it turns out.
Meeker to the right side. Down the lane. Up! Off the back of the rim. Rock Island with a rebound. Coming out with it. And quickly Eric Thompson fouls Jones in the backcourt. That's the fifth team foul. Surprised at how quick the Streaks shot that ball.
Yeah. Well, that ball, he got the inside of the rim. It just kicked it back out there. And so 13 seconds to go. Still anybody's game. Streaks will have to use another foul quickly here. In fact, two of them.
Well, in fact, the Streaks, because of the position of where the foul takes place, Rock Island has to take the length of the court here. So if they can get a steal on the inbounds, they're right underneath the basket. Larry Dixon on the inbounds, and J.J. Rain got a hand on it as the ball went out of bounds to the near sideline, and Rock Island realized it and let it go out of bounds. And now the Rocks call their fourth timeout with 13 seconds to play, leading by one, 42-41.
And I'm not sure they wouldn't have a case for... Did any time go off the clock?
I don't think so.
It was 13-something. He hit that ball, and probably a second could have gone off there. I hope they don't decide to argue that, because they could probably make a case, and that second could be pretty darn important the way this one's going.
Well, I confess I don't know what was after the 13 on the clock. It may have been 13.9.
Yeah. Well, the officials having a little talk right now. I'm not sure whether it has anything to do with that or not, because they're not at the scorer's table. But, this is one of those rare times where you wish you had committed another foul in the half. You'd like to be able to not have to just, you're going to lose some seconds trying to commit a foul, especially if they break a guy free, and it's going to take another foul to ever get them to the free throw line.
Right,
so.
Because if you can get them down to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1, even if they make both, it's still a one possession game.
Exactly.
And you'd like to take your chances that maybe they'll miss one, if not the first one, and get nothing. The strategy here. So the question is, will the Streaks foul before Rock Island can even inbound the ball and pick up their 16th foul here and not take any time off the clock? Or will they go for the straight steal? JJ will guard Dixon on the right sideline on the inbound. They try to cut Hicks to the inline. Now they go for the double team on CJ Neville on the bounce pass on the inbound. 0.6 seconds go off the clock before the Streaks pick up the foul. Number four on the game on J.J. Rage. So and now they'll inbound it from just short of half court.
The next foul does put them in the bonus.
12 and a half seconds to go.
Ooh,
on the inbound
Hall,
into the backcourt to Hall. Streaks are chasing him down. And now finally, Sammons does have to come over. Hall looked almost out of control on the dribble as he ran almost from sideline to sideline right in front of the Galesburg bench. And Daria and the Streaks, I think, actually tried to hold up. Was so erratic with the direction of his dribble, Streaks didn't know which way to go to foul him, and there it ended up being a collision on the end.
Yeah, Hall was just trying to, buy a little time. He knew he was going to get fouled, and so he went backwards instead of forwards. Excellent free throw shooter. We've seen him at the stripe, nothing but net, and Rock Island was smart to make sure they got it in his hands.
And now the Streaks call their final 30-second timeout. Both teams with one timeout remaining and 9 seconds showing on the clock. They're going to make Tyler Hall think about it a little bit. Hall has 11 points in the second half, 15 for the game, and is the leading scorer for Rock Island. Did I add that right? Sorry, 9 in the second half, 13 for the game. And again, it's a 1-1 here, so if he misses the first one, the Streaks have 9 seconds to rebound and get it down court and try to win the game, trailing by one, 42-41.
Well, and again, it's much better with 9 seconds rather than 3 or 4. You're less likely to have the duration shot. But the question is, these late game things, if you're Rocky and he makes both free throws, do you come down and foul and prevent Galesburg from shooting a 3 that would be the tying shot? Some in basketball would say that's not the sportsmanlike thing to do, but others would say, hey, you want to win, it makes sense. I guess we'll see what happens.
Game's been everything that we could have anticipated it would be between two undefeated Western Big Six Conference teams. Here's the first free throw by Tyler Hall, the front end of a 1-1. He's talking to himself, and he missed it. Rebound, Eric Thompson. Streaks with a chance to win the game. Ross in front into the midcourt, and he calls for the timeout from Marty Flaherty. Tyler Hall on both knees goes to the floor, pounds the deck in frustration. With 4.2 seconds to go, the Streaks have a chance to win the game.
I'll tell you what, there's something to be said for pressure, because Hall is a very good athlete, great basketball player, normally automatic at the line, but he was there pretty much all alone. His teammates had all backed off for the most part to half court. And that Galesburg student body was screaming. And Hall, when he went to shoot that ball, he was smiling, almost laughing, I think trying to keep himself composed.
He was talking down there. I don't know if he was talking to himself or to one of the Galesburg players.
And he just let it go a little too strong. As soon as he let that go, I thought that's going to catch back iron. So, hey, again, you couldn't ask for anything more. The setup of this game going right down to the wire. Silver Streaks with a chance here. You'll want to see that thing go through the hoop and go 18-0. If it doesn't, you got to be proud of the effort that they put out here tonight. And we hope that we'll see more nights like this with this place this packed, because this has been a lot of fun and a great reminder of what we had so many times back in the late 90s.
Who will be the CJ Carr for the Galesburg Silver Streaks? 2 years ago, when the Rocks won their fourth consecutive title, Carr missed a shot that would have won the game for the Rocks here. Up at Rock Island, he made the shot that won the game. Who will get the last shot for the Silver Streaks with 4.2 seconds remaining?
Just hope we get one. Don't turn it over. Get a shot.
Ross will inbound from the sidelines. Timeouts into the backcourt to Meeker with three. Ethan to the left side around the screen. Three. It's partially blocked. Hicks got a hand on it, and that's the ball game. The Streaks never had a chance at it with hit when Meeker put up that shot. Hicks got a hand on it. It fell 10 feet short, and the Rocks hand the Silver Streaks their first loss of the season.
Heck of a job by Hicks, because he came from a long ways off to get a hand on that ball. Meeker was well behind the three-point line. I thought he was going to get it off clean, and Hicks, with that long reach, able to cover a lot of ground in that time. You thought, well, maybe if Thompson was in the neighborhood, might be able to pick that up and put it back in, but just not enough time left. The ball hits the floor, and that's the way it goes. We at least got a shot off, but not one that got to the basket.
First loss of the Silver Streaks, 17-1 on the season, 3-1 in the Western Big Six, and the five-time defending champions are alone in first place now at 4-0 and 13-2 overall on a terrific high school basketball game that just doesn't go the Silver Streaks' way here tonight. They'll be back at it for two tomorrow and two on Monday. But first, our post-game and a visit with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
But sometimes maybe all you want is a hug. That's where the Cuddler app comes in. It's a location-based meeting service that connects and matches people who just want to hug total strangers. It encourages you to hug any age or gender, regardless of whether you find them attractive or not. They say it's gentle, no pressure, intimacy. Hugging complete strangers. What could possibly go wrong with that? What could possibly go wrong?
If it's happening in the digital world, Kim Komando will tell you about it. Sunday mornings, 9 to noon on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Keep you warm this winter with a handcrafted white chocolate delight from Mitt Cafe. Sip the new white chocolate latte, dip into the whipped cream of a white chocolate mocha, or curl up with the new white hot chocolate. You'll be loving this winter with Mitt Cafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. The Galesburg Public Library's reading program for January is Read with Pete the Cat, designed for kids up to age 12 with different age categories. On the 31st, the kids can go to the after party. Get all the details on our events calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with near steady temperature around 32 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 28. Sunshine coming in on Sunday, a high of 38. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down around 20. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, partly sunny with a high of 35. Monday night, cloudy, overnight low dropping down around 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
42-41, Silver Streaks fall tonight to the Rock Island Rocks in a terrific high school basketball game, which unfortunately for the Silver Streaks ends their unbeaten start, their school record best start at 17-0, and you know Mike Reynolds is more less concerned about 17-1 and far more concerned about 3-1 at this point in the Big Six, having lost a home game and then having to go up to Rock Island in a month and try to knock him off up there.
Yeah, this is I think everybody here is just still kind of taking a deep breath. For those that sat up high wearing sweaters or sweatshirts, they're probably trying to get real oxygen because it was hot up here with a warmer outside and all these people in here.
What a great atmosphere. It was so much fun to see this place and to hear this place like it was tonight.
Yeah. And again, I told you when we went to the break there, I the way this thing had come down to the end with the team coming back and the rain shot and the Ross shot and you know, able to get the missed free throw, I really thought
Mr. Reliable.
Right. I just thought we had it set up for magic here in that last possession. And it's too bad. A great play by Hicks. You know, he came out and got a finger. I mean, who knows? If he doesn't get a finger on that ball, that might have been the shot that won the game for us. But he was able to get out and obstruct that. And couldn't argue. I thought the play we set up was great. You know, we got it inbound quickly. Meeker able to dribble over. And I was surprised, a little more uncontested than I thought he might be.
Yep.
But, of course, Rock Island had to be very careful because they only had the one-point lead. They couldn't afford a foul that situation. So
and
they
certainly
had
not shooting a three-pointer on top of it, too.
Right. And so they had to play off a little bit, but they know with that ability to come out and cover ground quickly like Hicks did, he was able to get a finger on the ball, and that was all it took. And, couldn't ask for better, though, tonight. Maybe that last shot going in, because this was a great ball game by a Silver Streaks team that, again, harp on it, but it's the truth, lost its two leading scorers in the last couple of weeks, and still, and it tells you why this team was 17-0, I think, to some degree, because here we are playing without Gibson and Williams. Combined between them, average, 35 points a game?
Yeah, 35.
And you take that off the court for most teams, and you get blown out. you have no chance. And yet this team resilient enough and with enough skill and character to still play Rock Island a one-point game even in spite of that. It's pretty cool to see.
Some long faces walking out of here tonight, aren't there? And yet, some smiling faces, too. I think I see a lot of appreciation on the people's faces as they're walking out of here tonight. Disappointment, you know, that it didn't happen. And yet, I think just a lot of joy at the game that they got to see here tonight. I think people rightfully really enjoyed this tonight and just walk out with just a little more disappointment than we all would have liked. 42-41 the final. Let's take a timeout. We'll see if we get a word with head coach Mike Reynolds. We're starting to see some players come out of the locker room, and we have some final statistics to give you as well. Rocks win it by one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to breedlovesports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at breedlovesports.com.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
42-41 the final. Rock Island knocks off the Silver Streaks. Galesburg's first loss of the season and first loss in the Western Big Six. How about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim? Great game. Great team effort.
A couple of big shots late that you could go with, but the job that the guy in the middle did tonight, you can't deny him.
Eric Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, he doesn't score in double figures. But, a little dispute on the rebounding numbers. I had him for 13 tonight, which would match his career high. Mark Nessler, the Western Big Six reporter from the Moline Dispatch, had him for 17 rebounds tonight. And after getting hurt, going to the floor, getting a kind of undercut on the far end of the floor and going down hard and clearly playing in pain the rest of the game and still never let up with any of the intensity.
No. And, you know, got a minute or two rest in there, but was on the court most of the time. And a pretty easy choice, I think, is... we probably, you know, if Ethan would drain the last three, I think I think that probably tilts the momentum there in favor of that one. But the inability to get that last shot down, we have to go with the guy that really played so well from start to finish. And really, I thought in the first quarter especially was all we had going. We weren't making any shots. He was able to get some putbacks and keep balls alive, and is so aggressive in there and doesn't back down at all. And that's it's been great to see his development. And not only, you know, we talked about him getting off his feet well, but coming into the season, again, I hearken back to what Mike Reynolds told me. He said, "Oh, Eric's aggressive in there, but he said, I don't think we're going to be able to keep him on the court." He was afraid he'd be in foul trouble every night. And he's been able to learn to not let that happen.
Well, to play with the tremendous intensity that they did tonight and picked up only two fouls. And I know we commented about that late in the game there, only two fouls, and those came in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So he played foul-free for the first three quarters plus and picked up all those monster rebounds. So Eric Thompson, a valiant effort tonight as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Let's go ahead and give our final statistics here, Jim, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right, shooting percentage is just about even. Rock Island, 34%, 15 out of 44. A couple of three-pointers for the Rocks in this one. For the Silver Streaks, 17 of 52, our worst shooting game. Well, I guess I haven't checked back on all of them so far this year, but I got to think 33% is our low water mark. But again, you're against those great athletes from Rock Island, so that's not that big of a surprise. What was a surprise is we had to get deep into the fourth quarter before we forgot our first three-pointer down. Not that we were shooting that many of them to begin with. I'm sure Coach Tom Siegel realizes, you know, we're going to cover up on the perimeter on these guys and not let us stand out there and just launch threes all night. So 17 of 52 for the Streaks on the evening. Rebounds, there were plenty of those to be had in that poor shooting first half. Final numbers had Rock Island with 38 rebounds and the Silver Streaks with 32. And the turnover count, this is what really surprised me.
Yeah.
I thought without Joe and without Grant out there to help Devin out and Ethan in the ball handling, we'd probably run into some turnover problems. But this Rock Island team is, it's a little different. They're not that quick at the guard spot. They're long, but they're a little different component. And so and they're a little sloppy with the ball. They had 17 turnovers to only 6 for the Silver Streaks.
Wow.
If we can have those numbers again when we go up to the Rock Garden, I like our chances to compete again. I don't know that we'll be able to get that 17-6 turnover margin, but that, you know, that helped ease our poor shooting night.
And I can't help but think, we'll ask Mike Reynolds about this when he comes to visit with us, I can't help but think that whatever adjustments Tom Siegel made in the locker room at halftime, I mean, we dominated the first half on the boards, and it wasn't exactly a complete turnaround in the second half, but they had far more offensive rebounds in the second half than they did in the first half, and that was a significant part of Rock Island winning this game here.
Well, and from the time we went up 8 in that third quarter, and I don't think any of us, though, really felt like, oh, we're going to run away with this now.
No, right.
Yeah, that was like, oh, this is awesome, but I can't really believe we're up 8. Well, that didn't last very long, and Rock Island was able to break us down and get some shots in under the basket. You know, maybe if you saw Rocky on a different night, but this is not a Rock Island team that's going to go out and blister people from the perimeter. They're going to have to run their offense, run their sets, and execute to be able to get their baskets. And they did in that stretch where they went from down 8 to what, up 6?
7.
7, okay.
Yeah, that 42-35.
That was the ball game right in there.
Yep.
You know, we came back with a couple of shots, made it close, but that essentially was the ball game, what they were able to do in that window of time.
Rest of the team numbers, Rock Island 2 of 8 from three-point range, Silver Streaks 2 of 13, Rocks 8 of 13 from the free throw line, Galesburg just 4 of 10. Three players in double figures for the Rocks, led by Tyler Hall with 13, D'Angelo Hicks with 11, and Jason Jones with 10. C.J. Neville had 6, DeAndre Morrow finished with 2 for the Rocks. Nobody else scored. For the Silver Streaks, also two players in double figures. Devin Ross led the way with 11, Kevonte Shaw with 10, and Eric Thompson with 9 in that big monster game rebounding. J.J. Range with 6, all in the second half. Ethan Meeker, 5, scoreless in the second half. You'd think that the Streaks did a nice job defensively on some of what Rock Island was doing and really did a number on them. Give Rock Island a lot of credit. Ethan Meeker, no points in the second half and just 5 for the game, his season low. Darius Sammons, Cody Hawthorne played, did not score for the Silver Streaks, who lose for the first time this season. They're 3-1 in the Western Big Six, and Rock Island now has a one-game lead over the Streaks at 4-0 in conference play. Take a break here on the post-game show. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Wear it to win. The new purple WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee here, where the Silver Streaks fall tonight by a final of 42-41. Galesburg sophomores also dropped one tonight, 68-56. Quincy a winner at Moline at Wharton Fieldhouse, so a big win for the Blue Devils tonight. And that messes things up a little bit more in the middle of the pack and on down with United Township playing Alleman. Coach Mike Reynolds is heading this direction. We'll get his thoughts. And just a quick chance to remind about
what's happening tomorrow here on WGIL with a quadruple header of Silver Streaks basketball, starting it off with the girls. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson with the pregame at 8:40 tomorrow morning as the Silver Streaks continue with their King tournament against Peoria. Jim and I will be back for the boys against Minooka at 11:40 tomorrow morning, noon tip-off there. Galesburg girls against Normal U High 2:40 tomorrow afternoon, and the boys against Gurney Warren at 7:40 tomorrow night. Illini basketball against Indiana on Sunday at 11 a.m. with a noon tip-off there. And then three more games of Silver Streaks basketball coming up Monday. The boys against Maine South at 10:40 for the pregame. Tom and Eric back with the girls against Quincy Notre Dame at 1:40 Monday afternoon. And the Silver Streaks boys will wrap up their King tournament against Rockford East just a little after 6 o'clock for the pregame coming up on Monday night. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Find out his thoughts about this terrific high school basketball game as the Streaks fall tonight by a final of 42-41. Jim, take it away with the head coach.
All right. Well, Mike, first of all, congratulations. A heroic effort by the team tonight. Got everything you wanted except that last shot down, and I've got to think you got nothing but pride for what these guys put out there for you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that a team in the state of Illinois has had more adversity in the last 3 weeks than we have. And our guys have risen to the occasion every single time. We're one play away from beating a really good Rock Island team, you know, running five juniors out there. And I thought our guys played tremendous, you know.
How's Eric Thompson? We know he went down hard there, and boy, did he continue to battle the rest of the way. I mean, he was wincing. He was in obvious pain, but his effort did not suffer at all after that.
I don't really believe in injury, so I really don't know. I didn't even know. I knew he went down. We took him out for 30 seconds, which he was getting ready to come out anyways. He's an all-conference type post player. You know, I don't know that you find, I mean, somebody said he had 17 rebounds or 16. You find a better performance than that? You know, I think, could you complain that he missed a couple free throws? Maybe. You know, maybe you could complain about that. If you do, you're not real smart, because he kept us in the game with his offensive rebounding, his defensive rebounding. He's a tremendous athlete, a tremendous player. He's one of the best big men in the Big Six.
The key stretch in this game, you had gotten up 8 in the third quarter, and then they were able to break down and get a lot of shots underneath and went up 7, and that was really the key part of the game. What did they do that causes so much trouble?
Well, I mean, I think they dribble penetrated, and you know, we got a couple rebounds taken from us, which bothers you a little bit. You know, they did a good job of that, getting two or three of those, and we didn't rebound their first miss a couple times. It scrambled out, Hall hit that three. We fouled him once on the handoff, which, I mean, they were good calls, but, I mean, frustrating because we had him pretty much locked up, and you know, what good players do, and we, you know, similar to what Grant and Joe have done, you know, they shake loose for a couple plays, and Tyler was able to do that.
Your kids absolutely dominated the boards in the first half,
yeah.
And the second half wasn't quite that same. What did you see different that was out there that allowed them to get so many more rebounds that they were doing and certainly helped bring them back in their game too?
Well, I think they, you know, they dribble penetrated, and what happened was, you know, we have to help, and then we're out of position to rebound. And I think dribble penetration is the key for them. If you can keep them out of the lane, certainly you want to haul shooting threes, but keep them out of the lane and try to stay in rebounding position, you got a good shot.
As this game wound down, but they were up 6, and then you're thinking, well, we were like one possession away, I thought, from being knocked out a couple of times, but we kept hanging in there. Got the violation at half court by Hall. Range hits the three. Then we get the three by Ross, which is awesome. Then we get the missed free throw, which doesn't happen very often, from Hall. And at that point, I'm feeling Hoosier-like. I'm thinking everything is lining up for us to win this game. How did you go into that last 4 seconds?
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't have called a timeout. You know, Devin, I said, if you guys get in trouble, call a timeout. I don't know. You got a better angle than I do. So I don't know if he was getting doubled or what. I was going to let him go to the rim and win a game. But, you know, we had Meeker coming off the screen. I think they backed off him. I thought he could get over Hicks. Hicks made one heck of a play and blocked the ball. I mean, you can't fault Meeker on that. I think he had an open, pretty much open look. But when you're athletic like Hicks is, sometimes you have an open look and it's really not open.
You had said in the pregame interview that regardless of what happens tonight, it doesn't decide the Western Big Six. If we win it, we're not going to win the whole thing necessarily. If they win it, it doesn't mean they're going to win the whole thing. You seem to have a pretty sharp ball club, kids who understand the situation. They don't seem to get too caught up in a whole lot of kinds of things. Was that part of the message to them in the locker room, that this game does not determine anything?
I didn't even talk about it. What I talked about was, we're going to find out what kind of team we have tomorrow. You know, are we going to be the elite team that I think we are? We you know, Rock Island's really elite. I think we are, too. Are we going to be that team where tomorrow we come out, Minooka comes here, and we play like we're capable of, and Warren's here, and we play like we're capable of? And I think it will be. You know, we haven't we faced a lot of adversity, and every time we faced it, we came out of the corner swinging like crazy. And Jim, we've been playing 18 games. You should know we're not getting knocked out. Okay, we're gonna keep fighting and keep being aggressive, and that's who we are. You know, we're not 70 points a game anymore. That, you know, it's just, you know, we might be against some of the lesser teams, but against the good teams, we're in the 40s and 50s, and that's the way sectional basketball and regional championship basketball is played, and that'll hopefully be a learning experience for us. I'll take Meeker shooting for my life or our life anytime.
Well, and you mentioned tomorrow. Obviously, you want a good crowd, but you're not going to have this type of atmosphere. And so things change around. The ball will be clanking off the bleachers a little bit, especially in the early morning, early afternoon games. Kind of have to manufacture your own energy. So I guess that'll be one of the biggest adjustments for the kids after what we think is probably the biggest night we've had in here attendance-wise since 1998.
Yeah, I mean, it's if I said if I could paint two things on the wall, it'd be do your job completely every time. And it would be elite. If you want to be elite, you know, we're ranked third in the state for a reason. You know, we're really good. You know, we lost a tough game that, you know, we missed four free throws in the fourth, missed a couple shots, probably should have won. And they're counting their plays too. But if we're elite, we come out here and find a way to compete tomorrow. You know, notice I didn't say win. We come out and find a way to compete and play the right way. And if we have our A game, we win tomorrow. You know, so we want to come out of fighting and be really good.
Well, and you know those coaches, Tanaka and Lavaretta, and those guys, they're nothing comes easy against those teams. They've been coming down here enough. We know that you've got to be ready.
Yeah, Manuka's really good. You know, they've got some those Butler boys can play, and they've always got their big, strong kids inside. We're going to need a couple more guys to help us tomorrow. You know, we kind of went in with thinking five or six tonight. You know, Rocky kind of does that too. So I thought, you know, that was a, you know, wasn't going to be a disadvantage tomorrow. We can't fall in love with five or six guys. We got to branch out a little bit and let those guys earn playing time. I thought Darius came in and about had a deflection there, and you know, I don't know if he'd run it in for a layup, but, you know, nice to have the ball.
A memorable night. Thanks to you and the team for a great effort here this evening. We'll see you probably more than you want to see us coming up this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds, always good to join us here in the postgame as the Silver Streaks fall tonight 42-41. We'll wrap things up from John Thiel Gym after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Normal U-High Pioneers in Game 2 of the Martin Luther King Tournament tomorrow afternoon. I'm Tom Erta. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 2:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
42-41, Silver Streaks fall. Their first loss of the season coming to the number 8 Rock Island Rocks, who go to 4-0 in the Western Big 6 and 13-2 overall. Silver Streak sophomores lost tonight as well, 68-56. They'll be back at it tomorrow with the Martin Luther King Tournament, as Coach Reynolds was just saying, with Manuka in town, the first opponent. But Galesburg girls basketball coming up before that, again with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson at 8:40 tomorrow morning, and then we'll just roll with it from there. So Jim, go home, sleep fast, I guess. We got a big day tomorrow.
Oh yeah, but at least we don't have the real early assignment. So that's when the it's kind of chilly in the gym, and the ball hits the bleachers, clang, and it's just like I was telling Mike, you have to find your own energy there early on those tournaments. So at least we got the noon game tomorrow.
Well, and these kids will be as happy as anybody that they're not playing the 9 o'clock game tomorrow.
Yeah,
too,
I'm sure.
A terrific effort that they put out here tonight and falling just a point short. You think this team still isn't the number 3 team in the state despite the adversity that they've gone through? They've shown they can still be just as good. Maybe not score as many points, but this is going to be a good team to watch the rest of the year. If you didn't believe it before, you can be convinced after tonight.
Well, I've got to think tomorrow against Manuka and Gurney Warren, we're going to shoot better than 33%.
Sure.
Now, we may not win both games, I don't know, but I just can't imagine us, you know, having as much trouble putting the ball in the basket as we did here tonight.
Jim, we'll see you in the morning. Thanks
okay,
very much.
Thanks.
42-41, Rock Island wins it here tonight. For Nick Simpson at the Downtown Studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Thanks for being with us on a very exciting night of high school basketball that ends with the Silver Streaks dropping it by just a point. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.